I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition and blood tests show early kidney failure, but adds he remains alert. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has more from Vatican City.
Vatican says Pope Francis is conscious but is continuing to receive high flows of supplemental oxygen to help him breathe. He was declared to be in critical condition after a respiratory crisis on Saturday. His condition has raised the question of what happens if a pope becomes unconscious or otherwise incapacitated. The answer is nothing. There is no provision in canon law for an incapacitated pope. Francis continues being pope. That said, he has said that he wrote a letter shortly after his election in which he outlined the conditions under which he would resign if he became medically incapacitated. The text of that letter is not known. It is not public. We don't know what those conditions are, but Francis himself has said on many occasions that that door is open. Resignation is a possibility.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. The leaders of France and Britain are making visits to Washington this week. It's part of European efforts to persuade U.S. President Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine in pursuit of a peace deal in the three-year-old war with Russia. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been reluctant to openly confront Trump and speaks of being a bridge between Europe and the U.S. administration, while French President Emmanuel Macron has more strongly criticized Trump's statements and U.S. moves to negotiate with Moscow. Both leaders maintain that Ukraine must not be sidelined in peace talks. Macron is due at the White House on Monday and Starmer on Thursday. This is VOA News. Exit polls show that Germany's opposition conservatives are on track to win Sunday's national election, while the far-right Alternative for Germany party is in second, its best ever result. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
Voters headed to polling stations across Germany on Sunday for an election that's set to restore power to the Conservatives, while the far right is forecast to achieve its best result yet in Europe's largest but struggling economy. Friedrich Merz's Conservative CDU-CSU bloc has been leading the polls. However, Merz's bloc is unlikely to win a majority given Germany's fragmented political landscape. And coalition talks are set to be tough, with parties divided over issues like migration and how to deal with the far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD. This could leave unpopular Chancellor Olaf Scholz in a caretaker role for months. A caretaker government would delay urgently needed policies to revive the economy. It would also create a leadership vacuum in the heart of Europe as it faces a host of challenges, including from President Trump. Trump has made moves to cut a ceasefire deal between Russia and Ukraine without Europe's involvement and threatened a trade war.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toh. Hamas on Sunday condemned Israel's decision to postpone the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demanded an end to its hostage handover ceremonies, calling them humiliating. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Hamas has made hostages appear on stage in front of crowds before they are handed over as part of an exchange arranged under the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire. Coffins with hostage remains have also been carried through the large crowds. A member of the Hamas Political Bureau said in a statement the humiliation claim was false and a pretext to evade Israel's obligations under the ceasefire agreement. The official cited Israeli authorities' move to blindfold and tie the hands of Palestinian prisoners and detainees, as well as threats for them not to celebrate their releases, as examples of Israel's own humiliation tactics. Netanyahu's office released a statement in the early hours of Sunday saying it would delay the release of the detained Palestinians until Hamas met its conditions. That included assurances that more hostages would be released. Israel's announcement also accused Hamas of repeatedly violating the month-old ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.